19 past three. Well, we've had a huge response from you about this mouse plague. To put it simply, it's turned into a nightmare for our poor farmers. Bushfires, a pandemic, floods, and now this, and throw in drought as well. The rodent invasion has impacted a lot of our state. And if you think it won't have an effect on us in the city, well, you're dead wrong. There's a huge flow-on effect here, and inevitably, it will hurt us at the hip pocket, the supermarket. With crops wiped out, we can expect prices of pantry staples to skyrocket. Bread, pasta, biscuits, you name it, they'll all be impacted. So this is not just a crisis for the country, which has been the case of late. This has widespread ramifications for all of us. Earlier today, the New South Wales Agriculture Minister, Adam Marshall, revealed to Ben Fordham on Breakfast the introduction of the strongest mouse poison in the world. Instead of taking 3 days to kill mice, it will take just 24 hours. There'll also be a rebate to businesses and households affected by the plague. It's a $50 million package, and with so much of the state impacted by this, they'll need every cent of that. In fact, I have my doubts whether it's enough, considering the scale of this crisis. But let's give credit where credit's due. Well done to the government. Having said that, why has it taken so long for the government to act? This plague just hasn't just happened overnight. I mean, the alarm bells were ringing last year, and yet it's taken this long for the wheels to get in motion. Crops and grains have been destroyed. There have been reports of mice infesting homes, even hospitals. We even had one caller this week tell me they were forced to put the legs on a baby's cot into buckets of water to stop mice from getting into the cot. I mean, the pictures have been horrifying, and yet it's taken this long for the government to do something about it. Better late than never. Hopefully, this can help those across our state who until now had their cries for help ignored by those on Macquarie Street. And for those of you who think this isn't a city problem and adopt an out-of-sight, out-of-mind attitude, just wait until your grocery bill smashes through the roof. It's in all our interest to get this right, and hopefully we can get this mouse plague under control.